Good evening. The question was asked. Chazal said, our table is like an altar. How does that work? What does that mean, our table is like an altar? Our sages said we should try to have salt on our table when we eat bread. There's a concept that in some way that's also because our table is like an altar. How does that work? So let's work step by step. You really started your question with the idea of having salt when we eat bread. So the first concept, the way the Shulchan Aruch rules, is the idea that when we make a blessing over bread, we should eat the bread in the palatable way. So if you're going to eat your bread with cream cheese, put the cream cheese on the bread before you make the blessing. Make the blessing over the bread in the way that is more palatable. So once upon a time, the most basic way to add something to your bread and make it palatable was adding salt. So the idea was, if you're going to dip your bread in salt, then do so when you make the blessing over the bread. Part of respecting the blessing, part of doing the blessing in the correct way, is to do it in the way where the food is most tasty. Our sages did not want a situation where you made the blessing over dry bread. And then after you finish your religious blessing, then you go and eat the bread in a way that you enjoy it. Chazal said, you're making a blessing over the bread, so make it enjoyable, even as you're making, so that when you make the blessing, it'll be over enjoyable bread. So Chazal said, if you're going to dip your bread in salt, make sure to dip it when you make that blessing. And you see that the Shulchan Aruch writes, don't make your blessing over bread until there's salt on the table or some other dip or topping that you're going to eat with the bread. So Shulchan Aruch doesn't stress salt. Shulchan Aruch stresses whatever it is you're going to use to spice your bread. If you buy delicious bread like we buy today from Angels, where you might eat it with hummus or tchina, but you might enjoy it plain because our bread has so many ingredients. Our bread isn't just flour and water. Our bread has a lot of flavors in it aside from flour and water. So you don't need, technically according to Shulchan Aruch, you don't need to dip it in salt. You can eat it as is. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. However, the Rama adds that aside from the concept that we want to make the blessing over the bread in its tastiest form, there's also the concept that it's a good idea to have salt on the table and dip the bread in salt, not only for the flavor, but also because of the Medrash and Tosfos. Tosfos tells us two ideas. Really, one is in the Shibboleth Aleket, and the other one is in Tosfos. The Shibboleth Aleket says, being that our table is like an altar, and on the altar they used to salt the meat, so too we should salt our bread, or at least have salt on the table. Tosfos brings the Medrash that ordinarily the Jewish people are always doing mitzvos. We're always doing one mitzvah or another. And when a person washes and then he wants to make his blessing on the bread, he's waiting for his friend to wash, he's waiting for everyone to wash, you have a situation where everyone's sitting at the table silent, doing nothing. So at that point, it says, that's when the Satan in heaven comes in and says, look at them, they do nothing, they're just sitting there doing nothing. So it says at that time, so the salt says, you see me, I'm here, I represent the covenant, and don't say anything bad about my Jewish people. So for that reason, the Tosfos says that's why our custom is we always have salt on the table, because that protects us from the complaints of the Satan when we're sitting quietly. So what's the idea of salt on an altar, and what's the idea of salt on the table? So the Rishonim write that the concept of placing salt on the meat is to show us that salt on its own is not something that has a good flavor. You don't like salt. It's not palatable. However, meat without salt isn't delicious. You add salt to it, the meat becomes delicious. So too a human being who does a transgression. So that's not a positive thing. But when he repents, when he becomes a better person, then the experience of having transgressed and fixing it makes him a better person. Because now he becomes a better person, he fixes it. So the Torah says, every sacrifice you bring, put salt on it. The salt reminds us that there's nothing intrinsically negative. There are things you shouldn't do, but you can switch even those things into the positive. And one second. That's the concept of salt on the meat. So that's the concept when we have salt on the table. Right now I'm being silent. Don't talk to me that I'm being silent. It's bad. It's a good thing right now. I'm doing it so that everyone could be in unison when we make the blessing. So the salt on the meat, we say that in that sense, we also dip our bread in salt. Wait, why is our table like an altar? So the Talmud says, when the Beit HaMikdash was erect, people could bring a sacrifice to the Beit HaMikdash and gain forgiveness for their sins. Ever since the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, what do we do? So our sages say we do acts of kindness. When you give people food from your table, so that's your sacrifice. You don't have an altar. So what's your altar? Your altar is your table that you eat on. When you take from that food and you give other people, that's your atonement. In that sense, our sages said, our table is like an altar. My teachers were not careful not to stand on a table. When they needed to stand on a table to get to the air conditioner to change its setting, they stood on a table. They said that the idea of a table being like an altar is with regards to this concept, that you use your table as a source of helping other people. And Hashem says, that's the atonement. So the salt that was on the altar was to remind us that we can use things, even things that are our mistakes, can become sources of connection to Hashem when we reconnect. They can become sources of strength when we perfect them. We sit at the table, I'm not just eating. The salt reminds me that even the most mundane and even things that are wrong can become positive when used correctly. And so the salt here also, we dip in the salt to remind us of whatever the salt meant in the Beit HaMikdash. Now, what's the idea of honey and other things and the table being like an altar? That's another question. But these are the three concepts. The basic level of halacha is you have salt on the table so that the bread be delicious. If your bread is delicious without salt, you don't really need it. However, there are two other reasons why we have salt on the table. One is it corresponds to it reminds us that our table should be like an altar. We should use our food as a way of being kind to other people. It reminds us that the table is like an altar in that sense. And two is this medrash that says that it protects us if the Yetzirah wants to say bad about us. So the salt, so to speak, represents our defense. The idea that they're not bad. Even though they're being quiet, you want to say they're being quiet, they're not learning Torah, you should know there's a consistency in the relationship between the Jewish people and Hashem, even when they're silent.
Two things. Does the